With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Russia has launched a major missile and drone attack on Kiev, this time killing at least six people and wounding 34. Here's BBC's James Landale.
This was the most severe attack on Kiev for several weeks. Explosions could be seen and heard across the night sky as Russian missiles and drones competed with the capital's air defences. The emergency services said many people had been wounded and there were reports of several deaths. Pictures posted on social media showed direct hits on several high-rise apartment blocks. There was also damage caused by falling debris, with reports of fires in buildings across much of the city. Kiev's mayor, Vitaly Klitschko, described it as a massive enemy attack and warned supplies of power and water could be restricted. Public transport was also disrupted.
Russia denies targeting civilian areas, claiming they hit only military sites. In their latest exchange, Israel has handed over more Palestinian remains to Gaza, bringing the number of bodies it has returned to more than 300.
Israel returned the bodies of 15 Palestinians in the latest step to fulfilling the terms of the fragile U.S.-brokered ceasefire agreement. The bodies were returned after militants late on Thursday handed over the body of one of the last four remaining Israeli hostages taken during the October 7, 2023 attack that launched the war in Gaza.
That's Charles de Ledesma. Fast-moving wildfires damaged at least 15 structures in a California county close to Nevada.
Pack fire forced the closure of part of a highway as firefighters worked to contain it on Thursday. The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection says the fire had grown to about 5.3 square miles by Thursday night. It also said the fire had been whipped up by strong gusts of wind that reached as strong as 50 miles per hour. But by Thursday evening, the department announced that fire activity has decreased due to precipitation in the area. I'm Karen Chalas.
This is SRN News. Texas will be allowed to ban drag shows.
The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the state can bar all, quote, sexually oriented performances if they take place in the presence of children. Texas lawmakers are not seeking to outlaw drag shows entirely. They just want to end the practice of kids watching them. State Attorney General Ken Paxton hailed the ruling, saying, quote, I will always work to shield our children from exposure to erotic and inappropriate sexually oriented performances. Michael Harrington reporting.
A group of 17 transgender members of the Air Force is suing over what they claim is the military's unlawful revocation of their early retirement pensions and benefits. The lawsuit comes several months after the Air Force confirmed it would deny all transgender service members who've served less than 2 years the option of retiring early and would instead separate them without retirement benefits. Shortly after coming to office, President Trump issued his ban. This is SRN News. The administration has announced new trade frameworks with four Central and South American countries.
The White House says it has come to terms with Argentina, Ecuador, El Salvador, and Guatemala. The trade frameworks are aimed at boosting the ability of American companies to sell industrial and agricultural products in those countries. The deals haven't been finalized, but are expected to be signed within about 2 weeks.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. The White House is signaling it is still committed to the idea of President Trump's proposed $2,000 tariff rebate checks for most Americans. Treasury officials do stress that the plan still hinges on a pending Supreme Court ruling on the legality of the tariffs. If it is approved, the payouts could begin in early 2026. The funds would be drawn from an estimated $100 billion that have been raised in tariff revenues. You'll find more of these stories at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.